The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 126, Return to Myers Lake. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of your favorite Mayberry items. They got all kinds of things there for anybody that loves the Andy Griffith Show. So drop by and look around, t-shirts, books, all kinds of things at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you each week by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. The executive producer of tonight's episode 126 is Jay Hicks. Hey, Jay, thanks. Thanks for support and thanks for joining me here. If you're one of the listeners, thanks for joining me here in Mayberry. I really appreciate you being here. Folks, about, I don't know, 2 years ago, I did an episode about Myers Lake. Myers Lake, it was episode number 13. It was called Myers Lake is Franklin Canyon Reservoir. And that, for some reason, has been one of the most listened to or most downloaded, searched for, whatever, episodes of the podcast. So I thought 2 years later, it's probably time to revisit because I've learned some things about Myers Lake since then and everything. Now, let me go ahead and tell you, it's Myers Lake, but the real thing you're going to realize is it was the location where the scene at the very open of the show was filmed, where Andy and Opie were walking up to the fishing hole. Well, that was the location, and that was Franklin Canyon. Now, Franklin Canyon is located up in the hills, in the Hollywood Hills there in L.A., and in that area, it's right there in Beverly Hills is where it actually is located. So Franklin Canyon is a public park. It's located, it's near Benedict Canyon at the eastern end of the Santa Monica Mountains is where it's actually located. All right. So that's right there in the center of L.A. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to be the geographical center of the city. So it's a 650-acre park right there in the Hollywood Hills. And it's got a 3-acre lake that we all know as Franklin. It's Franklin Lake, but we know it as Myers Lake from the Andy Griffith Show. So it's definitely a place you'll want to go visit. Now, when you go there, if you get to, now I'll have directions on the website. You'll be able to see them. When you go there, you'll be able to drive around Myers Lake, Franklin Canyon. It's the upper reservoir. It's what you're talking about there, the Franklin Canyon, the upper reservoir. And you'll be able to drive around. And as you drive around it, you'll see wooden railing on the sides of the road there. Well, as you're going around there, that is where Andy, on the return to Mayberry, stops and get out of his car and looks over the railing. That's exactly where that was. And you'll be able to look down from where you park and see the area where Andy and Opie walked up through there. Now, it may not look exactly right to you, but once you get down onto that level, because you'll be above it, up on a hill kind of, and you go down in there, and once you get there, you'll be able to see it looks a lot like that area. Now, it looks like Andy and Opie would be walking right up through there to you, and that it's just an amazing place to go. So if you've never been and you have an opportunity, go to Franklin Canyon Park there in the hills up in Hollywood, and you're going to love this stuff, because there are very few places that are left that where the Andy Griffith Show is actually filmed, but this is one of them, and it is such a treat. Now, Again, it's right where Andy and Opie walked coming down that road at the beginning of every episode, and you can be standing right there. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the park. The park is it's public park, so no problem getting in there. And it's located near Benedict Canyon at the eastern end of the Santa Monica Mountains. Okay, I already told you that, I believe. Now, the park traces its beginnings back to 1914, so it's been there a long time, when William Mulholland and the Los Angeles Department of Water built the power reservoir, or built a reservoir for water there at the Upper Franklin Canyon. So that's the Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir, Myers Lake. In the 1930s, the area began to be used for filming. And today, about 25 films a year are actually filmed right there in Franklin Canyon, right there in the area. Now, let me give you a rundown of some of the shows that have been filmed there, because you're really going to like this. Bonanza, Lassie, How the West Was Won, the original Star Trek series episode called The Paradise Syndrome was filmed there. That's it's one, if you remember, it's where the Indians, Kirk beamed down and he forgot who he was. And anyway, that's that episode. Almost every episode of the show Combat, if you remember that, was filmed there. They filmed Quantum Leap, Dynasty, Hunter, The Young and the Restless was filmed there, had episodes there. Murder, She Wrote, NCIS has been filmed there, recent. We're going there. And Criminal Minds, Twin Peaks was filmed there. There's just all kinds of shows that have been filmed right there in Franklin Canyon. Now, that's just TV shows. You go back into the movies, and believe it or not, this is the same area where we filmed, or where the Andy Griffith Show stuff was filmed. A Nightmare on Elm Street, the movie, was filmed partially there. Dr. Dolittle 2 with Eddie Murphy back in about 2001. When Silence of the Lambs, they filmed parts of it there. I could just keep listing this. Now, we'll have a list where you can go and see this. The list is actually on the Wikipedia page for Franklin Canyon Park. And so you'll be able to go and read all this, read more about it, see the information. And I'm going to have links also to, there's a map that shows you exactly where these locations are. We've got graphics. So you can go and look within these links that I'm going to provide. You'll be able to go and look and see the actual area where the Upper Franklin Reservoir is located. You can see the parking areas where it was. There's pages about this. I mean, there is so much information out there about that. Bonanza, as I said, was filmed there. And they've got shots of things showing you where places of Bonanza was actually filmed when you're there. So you can see, the boys, you know, Pa and all the other Cartwrights sitting on their horses. There's pictures of that right there in Franklin Canyon. And if you look, you know, you'll see the trees. And those trees that you see on the Andy Griffith Show around Myers Lake, very recognizable, those spruce type evergreen trees. You'll see those there. And there's just so much information available for this. And I definitely encourage you to go and see the links that we'll have on the show pages to be able to actually view and see all these things. Now, if you go there, I don't want you to be disappointed, because the pond, or the lake, I should say, it's about a 3-acre lake that's there still. That's the upper reservoir. It is much, much lower than it was at the time of the filming. If you see some of the pictures that I have online, some from several years ago, but Jan, there's one of her throwing where Opie would have been throwing his rock in the water. There was just cattails there at the time. There was nothing there. The water was much receded. Well, the reason is it's an earthen dam, and so they've had to lower the water levels. And now, I mentioned this stuff, a lot of it, in the previous podcast, but there's also, if you go, you'll see the game warden's house as you go around the lake, the pond, the Myers Lake. You'll see a game warden's house where Andy and Helen were fishing without a license and had to pay a fine. You'll see that. There's just so much there. And if you watch any of those other shows I was mentioning, you're going to be able to see even more things that you'll recognize. Across the lake, you'll be able to see the area where Floyd and Howard and were fishing when Howard caught old Sam. You know, Floyd was over there, Andy, they were all over there fishing. It's a big dirt area. It's probably got grass on it now, but it's often dirt because it just water, lack of water. You can actually see the area where Mr. McBeavy was climbing down off the telephone pole. You know, he's up on the telephone pole and somebody called him and he got climbed down the pole, got in his truck and drove off. You should be able to spot that area as you drive around. And if you look at the pictures and stuff that we have online, which we will have, you'll be able to see those areas and kind of identify, this is an area. And you can try to find where the Darling Boys were singing. And, you know, I identified a place myself that I thought that's where it was. But, you know, I'm still just not sure. I just cannot be sure. But you go, there's Google Maps where you'll be able to go and see stuff. Anyway, I realize I'm telling you a lot of stuff on this audio podcast that really you want to see the pictures of. But I've got to tell you, going into this, that it is just a magical area for any fan of the Andy Griffith Show. Because when you get there and you find that spot where Andy and Opie walked that original path, which to me, you know, I always thought that was a road. I always thought it was a dirt road because I grew up out in the country and there was dirt roads everywhere. And I always thought that was a dirt road that Andy and Opie were walking down heading to Myers Lake. Well, it turns out it's just really a path. And the path goes off at the distance and it kind of curves and gets smaller or more narrow toward the back. And so it appears to be much longer than it really is. But when you're there and you get to the area and you think, okay, this is it. If you'll take your camera and hold it up and look through that camera and look down that path, you'll see it. And you almost expect Andy and Opie to come walking around that corner at any moment because it is just, it still looks very, very much like it did even, you know, 50 years ago. So I definitely encourage you to go there if you get an opportunity and just enjoy being there. Now, we've got some feedback of folks that since the last time I talked about this have actually gone and been a part of visiting that area. So this one here, the first one up is from Randy, and this was from, it's about a year ago when he wrote me. It was May last year. He said, after several years of wanting to see Myers Lake, I finally went down there today. Being about 90 miles from home, so he only had to go about 90 miles to go see this, and being a huge Andy Griffith Show fan, I'm not sure why it took me so long to get down there. I must say that I was a bit disappointed, and here's why he was. The place was packed with people, none of which seemed to speak English, he said. I realized the show was 40-plus years ago, but there really wasn't anything really remotely recognizable. I think or guess we found the path where the opening footage was filmed, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he said it was not what he had imagined from the show, but I guess that's how everything is. Now, I'm reading that just to let you know there are times when there may be people up there. I don't know. Nobody, there's several people wrote in following that saying, wow, that wasn't my experience. Gosh, I didn't have that experience either. We went on a Sunday with my girlfriend and it was hardly busy at all. We walked around the lake and it was delightful. And the guy who wrote that, whoever it was Ernest T. Bass. So I don't know who it really was, but here's more recent, a fellow named Alan, and it's not me. You know, it wasn't me that did it. He said, I finally made it there. I had a brief opportunity while on a business trip. And so I headed up there, thanks to Alan's excellent directions and inspired by his photos from the previous episode. While there was a lot of activity due to filming of some picture, you know, he said he didn't see Andy anywhere, they let me drive around the lake. They didn't, however, let me get out of the car. So I guess I'm going to have to try again someday. All that being said, I did see things that were familiar and I had a great time. Thanks, Alan, for the directions and the inspiration. I'm glad he made it up there. And then Bezen, B-E-Z-E-N, he wrote in right after that and said he was there in 2006. There's a nice museum type area there, he said. One of the reasons the lake seems smaller, which I mentioned earlier, is that they had to reduce the water level years ago to minimize the chance of flooding the canyon below. Now, what he's talking about is the Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir is exactly what it says, upper. And so there is an earthen dam at one end of it. As you're driving around it, when you get to the building that would have been the game warden's building, you will go then across a dam, which is a earthen dam. Well, as you might imagine, those earthen dams, and you've heard about them on the news, can fail. So what they had done is reduced the water levels, and you can kind of see in pictures and things how far the water used to go up into the there. So how much it's lower now than it was previously. But they had lowered the water levels to reduce the chance that that dam would give way and flood the areas below. So when you go there, don't be disappointed that the water level's lower, but it is. And you can do things like I did. Like I have this, I've got a water bottle here in my hand, and this water bottle is filled with water from Myers Lake. Now, it's been here in my house for quite a while, and so some of the water's tried to evaporate out, and so it's kind of crushed, and I don't want to open it. But it's full of water from Franklin Canyon, and hopefully that wasn't hopefully I'm not in trouble for stealing water out of the canyon's lake. But you can do stuff like that. We walked around. Since the water level is low, you can walk out there where Opie would have thrown his rock. You can walk out in that area, and you can find you a rock, and you can pick it up and carry it home with you and tell folks that this may have been the rock that Opie threw into the water on one of the 8 seasons of the Andy Griffith Show when they found it. Because you never know. Could be. You know, I didn't find one that had his name or anything on it. But, you know, who knows? One of those rocks that I brought back may very well have been Opie's rock. And if it's not, it was in the vicinity of Opie's rock out there in the water. So, again, I had a wonderful time. I've been there about 3 times, I believe. And every time I went, it's very easy to find the location. If you come in from the top, there's 2 ways to come into Franklin Canyon area. You come in from the top level into the park at the top, and the directions will be on the map or on the website. When you come in up there, it's very easy to spot the area, because as you come in, you come through the Franklin Canyon Drive is what it's called, and come down into the park. And as you come down in it, there is a nature center, the Spooky Goldman Nature Center. And as you come in, it'll be on your left. And as you drive in, the loop that goes around the upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir is one way. So as you come in, you're going to go to your right. You'll veer to the right, and you'll drive down through there on the, so that the lake would be on your left. And that's the area, as you first go into it, where you'll see the wooden railings that would have been on the beginning of the Return to Mayberry episodes. So you'll see those. And so as you drive along, then you're going to be able to see the area where you would pull over and park your car. And in that area, as you go there and you look, northeast is the direction you'd kind of be looking. You'll be looking basically back toward the Spooky Goldman Nature Center if you're there. And you'll be up on top of a hill. And as you look down, that area below you there is where Andy and Opie would have been walking toward on the opening credits of the Andy Griffith Show. So it's pretty easy to find if you go there and look. You shouldn't have any trouble actually locating that. If you go there and it doesn't look right, you've gone too far, because it's really close to those wooden railings. Matter of fact, if you'll remember on the episode where the guy was trying to get away, the convict was trying to get away in the boat and was trying to row it out there, and it was sinking and all that stuff. Andy, on that episode, was standing with those state policemen with his foot up on those wooden railings looking down through there. Well, that area is the same area basically where he stopped on Return to Mayberry to get out of his car and walk over and look down at Myers Lake. So that's the same area. And as you look down through there, just below you is also the path where Opie and Andy would have been walking down, walking across you, not towards you. So they'd be walking from left to right on the path down there. So anyway, I know that's a lot of detail, but if you ever get to go there, take this podcast with you, take the previous podcast with you, so that you'll be able to listen, and you can find these things. You'll be able to find them. There's pictures. Again, I'm going to have pictures setting up here where you'll be able to look at them and anyway, I just very much encourage you to go there. Now, the way I always came in was from the Coldwater Canyon side. So I came in from that side, which is the top. I came down into the top part up at the upper Franklin Canyon. There is another way. You come down from the bottom and go up to that area. So if you do that, you would be coming in when you get to the upper reservoir, you'll be coming in on the right side and coming in. The dam would be just to your left, and you come up into the area where the canyon or where the lake is there. So I know I'm confusing everybody. I know I am, but you'd be coming in right through that area. And as you drive around that side, now that's the side of the lake where Mr. McBeavy was when he was up on the telephone pole. And what you'll see is concrete siding. I don't know what you call that, concrete. There's concrete around through there, which is the area where Mr. McBeavy was as he was climbing down off the pole. All right, folks. Well, I think that's enough of that. It's hard to describe all these things. I realize that. But I hope you can just, if you ever get a chance to go there, if you're ever in Hollywood, if you're ever in Los Angeles, this is an easy trip in Los Angeles. It's easy to get there. It's easy to find this place. And it's definitely something worth doing if you're a huge Andy Griffith fan like me. And I know some of the folks that have been since have emailed me, taken pictures. There's videos online of things like that. So I definitely encourage you to go. So, all right. Well, I've talked way too much, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And we'll see you guys. Wait, if you want to talk to me about this, contact me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can drop by the website itself at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me comments there, or drop by facebook.com/twochairs and leave comments there. Whew, boy. All right, I've talked too much. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. See you later, guys.